Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
On this week's episode of Bourbon Real Talk, we have Vampire Diary superstars Ian Somerhalder and Paul Wesley. They created Brothers Bond Bourbon, the most followed spirits brand in social media and one of the best celebrity whiskey brands we've tried. We're going to talk with them about their new rye release and a whole lot more. So if you want to hear about it, stick around. So before we get started with Ian and Paul, we want to take a moment to thank all of our Patreon members out there. Patreon is the reason why we're able to keep this podcast going. We've had over 2.8 unique views and over 6 million views. And all of that was really for free for the public. And it's the Patreons that make it financially possible for us to provide all this content. But it's not just a donation. We also have really great offers inside of the Patreon program. We do distillery takeovers, barrel picks, in-person meetups, monthly virtual bottle shares, massive discounts on merch. And you also have the satisfaction of knowing you support the channel and its mission. So, without further ado, welcome Ian and Paul. How are you guys doing?
Thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody.
We're so happy to have you on.
So happy to be on. Thank you.
You guys are busy gentlemen. I've been trying to get this scheduled for a very long time. I was going to try and do it right when your rye whiskey came out, but it's been a little while. We may have already gone through the first bottle that we got.
As you should have.
Yeah, that's the rye is my favorite of all three expressions. So I don't blame you for going through that bottle quickly.
Awesome. Well, we're going to do a little bit of a disclaimer because my regular viewing audience may not be the biggest Vampire Diaries fans. But we know that when we put celebrities' names into the title of a video, that some of their fans that may not be the biggest whiskey fans come along and watch. And I just want to let everybody know we are going to cover a large cross-section of information. So if you're a Vampire Diaries fan, you're going to have a great time. And if you're a whiskey fan, we're going to get into some whiskey nerd stuff and everyone's going to be entertained. So please stick around. All right. So with the disclaimer out of the way, let's get into kind of the history of the Brothers Bond Bourbon. You guys were on a TV show that's called The Vampire Diaries. Is the D important?
Yes.
Is it like it? What's the?
It's like when I say Ian Somerhalder, he corrects me and he says the Ian Somerhalder.
Yeah. So it's more like it creates more of a, not really a statement, but it gives you a little bit more of like a visual of a grounding factor, right? Like there's a lot of gravity to it.
Right. I totally understand. Yeah. Well, it's like a Tribe Called Quest. You have to say the whole thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. You don't say like Alexander Great. You say Alexander the Great.
Great. Yes, I get it. So
true fans know that it's TBD, and if you take the T away, it gets ugly.
Yeah,
it sounds like venereal disease. But yeah. So we just stick to TBD.
Yeah. Ian, you want to talk about that? You want to talk about how awesome it was to work with me and how much you learned?
It was terrible. The only thing I could do was start a bourbon company so that we could. No, actually, man, you know, listen, in all humility, you know, it's something we are obviously very proud of. It took a long time. 8 years is a really good run on television. Not, you know, it's not common, but we played these vampire brothers. Obviously, initially they were in love with the same, you know, mortal girl. It was sort of like Twilight on television, but it became, you know, a pop culture phenomenon as well. So honestly, it was 8 seasons, 172 episodes, hundreds of millions of viewers per episode. So it just sort of gives you sort of like an idea of the heart, souls, minds conversations and ultimately, you know, households that this story has resonated in, or this IP has been able to sort of seep through or percolate up through, however you want to look at it. And so it was really special, right? Like these brothers bonded on screen over bourbon. In fact, the only time they didn't want to kill each other was when they were sipping bourbon. And then Paul and I literally bonded off screen over bourbon, you know? So like, this was the most authentic thing we could have ever done, right?
At what point in y'all's relationship did you start talking about the idea of starting a whiskey company?
Honestly, like season two, because but we were kids. I was 31, Paul was 27. What did we know about starting an alcohol brand? By the way, what do we still know about starting an alcohol brand? But it's true, man. Like, but you got to remember, season two of our show was like 2010. You know, this is a long time ago. So we knew, we would look at each other because, you know, we would drink bourbon on screen, which was tea at the time. In season one, it was caffeinated tea. Paul and I thought we had like crazy anxiety issues. It was because we were drinking about 1,000 milligrams of caffeine a day. But we noticed, you know, getting into that season two, wow, this show is obviously, it's taken off. It was huge. And we thought, gosh, it would be so cool, man, to have a bourbon. But when are we going to, you know, you don't have the time to do that because you're shooting, you know, 80, 100 hours a week. And then we traveled. So, you know, we did between probably 60 and 80 flights a year for 8 years. And so once that sort of wound down and, you know, Nikki and I knew we wanted to have a baby. So we made that happen. And then COVID hit and Paul and I knew, you know, it takes, obviously this is a huge, we just needed that time to actually start blending, but obviously it takes a long time, right? Bourbon, 4 years in one day. It's capital intensive, it's time intensive. And so at least we got to start really blending. And like Paul said, we blended this in my kitchen, man, for over a year we blended this. And that's, we wanted to get that equal sensory proportion, right? We never stopped. We wanted to be able to taste all of those grains over your palate, but in total balance. And we're not trying to sound, you know, like California kumbaya. It was literally what we were going for.
Ah, I knew I was a bigger Bourbon Real Talk fan than you.
How do you know that?
Well, because I don't just use a prideful goat, Glenn. I got an official Bourbon Real Talk tumbler.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I got this Bourbon Real Talk lanyard to carry my whiskey glass in.
Oh, well, speaking of whiskey glasses, do you have one of these?
No, I don't.
Rocks glass.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, official.
Well, I love my wife, and I bought her this official whiskey wife flask from Bourbon Real Talk.
Well, that's cute and everything, but I got my wife one of these.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, you can just add your own liquor, and it's an actual cocktail right there in a jar.
Me and my wife like to make cocktails, so we got this simple syrup off the website.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Okay. Well, do you and your wife have one of these? This is an official sticker. You can only get these on the website.
No, but I do have these official coasters that have the Bourbon Real Talk logo on them, and I'm representing.
Hmm. Well, while you're representing those little coasters of yours, I've got an aroma kit.
Do you?
Yeah, so I can smell literally everything in bourbon. Everything.
Well, I don't have that, but I do have this sample box that I keep all my samples in because I'm part of the community and I share samples.
Yeah, but do you have Glen Toppers that are officially Bourbon Real Talk?
I don't have that, but I do have this large whiskey carrying case for my glasses so that I don't break them.
See, I knew you had that. That's why I have this, the smaller version, okay? It packs more easily into your suitcase. Uh-huh. Don't want to mess with that big old thing, okay?
Suitcase, that's for lamos. Check this thing out. I have a Bourbon Real Talk bottle carrying bag. You can't beat that.
I don't know if I can because...
And on top of that, I have a Bourbon Real Talk t-shirt. I'm the bigger fan.
Oh, I can beat that. Is it extra schmedium?
No, I don't have an extra schmedium.
Ha! Extra schmedium.
You might be the bigger fan. You win.
I knew it.
So whether you're a Bourbon Real Talk super fan or simply looking for quality whiskey swag, head over to bourbonrealtalk.com today.
Did anybody try to talk you guys out of starting this company when you were in the infancy of it?
I didn't understand how, I understood bourbon was aged and I understood that bourbon had, you know, certain prerequisites. I didn't realize, because I don't know anything about tequila or vodka or anything or gin. I didn't realize how much more simple those spirits are.
Sure.
And how difficult whiskey bourbon is to produce. And so that's something that came as a surprise, and nobody had really warned me about that, frankly. I don't know about you, Ian.
Yeah, I mean, once you started peeling back the onion, when you start getting into all the legal logistics, I like to call them, whether it's TTB or COLA or, you know, this is, other than pharmaceuticals, this is the single most regulated substance in the United States. And so, like Paul mentioned, the complexities of not just what it's required for bourbon to be a straight bourbon and a four-year bourbon, what it requires, the complexity of it, the science and the nature, how things can go wrong. Listen, I'll be totally transparent. We had shipments that were going out from a giant pre-sale. And obviously it was like the biggest pre-sale sort of launch in Reserve Bar's history and certainly ever seen online. But when we had bottled all of our bourbon, and because, you know, when you're pulling bourbon off of those top higher parts of the rick house, obviously you're going to have a lot more of an angel share. Those angels are hammered, dude. They had so much of our bourbon. But, you know, one of the things we didn't do first, our first run was we didn't weigh barrels. We just dumped them.
Wow.
And we had, check this out, 44% loss. So on our first run, and thankfully this was not going to, now, you know, we're 21,000 points of distribution. We have distribution at the, you know, the biggest and the smallest stores in the country, but we got our asses handed to us on our first run.
Okay, so wow. I'm going to take over a little bit because I am the, you know, the TV movie nerd. But in really trying to dig in and research the brand and learn more about what you guys do, we know that one of the core principles of the Brothers Bond is sustainability. We have movie nights with our kids every night, and we sat down to watch Kiss the Ground recently, that I know you were the executive producer on, or one of. And it inspired us to kind of, I mean, we're in our house, right? Our merch comes from the garage. We're like, what could we do even on a small scale, you know, try to reduce plastics, use sustainable packaging, those kinds of things to do what we can here just to make a difference. But I'm really curious to hear from y'all what you're doing from a distillery standpoint, what you're doing, you know, from a brand standpoint, because it's so important. And what advice you have to other distilleries that, you know, what changes can they make in their own distilleries to make an impact sustainably in the industry?
I mean, the biggest change is going to come from grain production. And that's about to change for a lot of people, because I think ultimately we are a grain company. Paul and I talk about this a lot, and step in whenever you want, brother. Corn, wheat, barley, and rye. Doesn't get more grain than that. And one of the most exciting things is, and we were talking to our dear frickin' bro, Chris Swanger, who I'm sure you've met, who's the head of Discus, who was just like the man. It's so wild that whiskey, right? We can help change so much in the whiskey business by just switching to regenerative ag. And the carbon biosequestration of that alone, when you think of these companies, think about it. Diageo, AB InBev, Pernod, Proximo, Gallo, like think of the size of these companies. And so one of the things, just Common Ground is coming out, it's the second Kiss the Ground film is coming out very, very soon. And we're launching this, it's called 100millionacres.org or 100millionacres.com, but basically Kiss the Ground, we transitioned 30 million acres in 36 months, which is an enormous amount of change for one film, right? We know with the science that we have, with the momentum we have, we will change the next 70 million acres over in the next 36 months. So in 6 years, we'll be at 100 million acres, which is roughly about 10% of the farm land in the US. Once we hit that 100 million acre threshold, it'll never go back because the profit margins are so vastly different. And so we don't need to get into the politics of it all, but like the agrochemical companies are going to start losing share just because farmers are going to realize they can make more money. Money talks, BS walks, right? So that's the cool thing. The grain production is just going to start from a regenerative side. It's just going to start sequestering enormous amounts of carbon. So one of the big asks that we're going to be doing with the 100 million acres is just asking all these big companies, just commit to changing 10% of your supply chain over the next 2 to 3 years, just 10%. Even at that small benchmark, the change will be like massive. But Paul and I, like, we were going to, when there was a cork, when we couldn't get our corks to launch, we were going to, Paul Vincent and I were going to literally fly and pick up bags and bags and bags of our corks. We needed to pick up like 250,000 of them. There was no staff to do it. This, our corks come from the truly only true sustainable cork farm pretty much on the planet. All of our paper is recycled. Our dyes, our vegetable dyes, our adhesive is vegetable adhesive. I wouldn't recommend it, but you can like eat it. And that's why we don't have these like super crazy. I mean, we want to get into some more like fancy labels with like gold inlay and stuff. But the reason these labels are so sort of streamlined is because everything is vegetable based. So there's no chemicals in any of this stuff, right? Everything is recyclable or recycled, or sustainable. So that's sort of like, you know, where, how we approached it. And Paul and I and our team, we didn't want to compromise, you know. This stuff is all from recycled material. So it's like, when you're putting it into perspective, you know, when companies are selling hundreds of thousands or millions of cases a year of stuff, whether it's in the boxes that ours are recycled, in the, you know, listen, there are ways to hit sustainability within up and down your supply chain, right? From R&D to manufacturing, to bottling, to packaging, to distribution. And we're getting into more of the words of, instead of just using the word sustainability, we're sort of only using the rewords, right? Regenerate, reconstitute, reclaim, reuse, recycle, rejigger, you know, renew, all the RE words, which is pretty exciting. And that's something Paul and I really were proud of that, you know?
So for those of you who maybe are like, what the heck are they talking about? Regenerative farming, what is that? I actually watched the documentary, and the basic premise is, correct me if I'm wrong, it's no-till farming, where they use biodiversity to get rid of the need for a lot of...
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Chemicals that are used in modern agricultural techniques. It seems to not only reduce the expenses for the farmer, but increase the productivity of the land and reduce the need for potentially harmful chemicals in the food supply. So I was really shocked by the information that was in the film Kiss the Ground. And if you haven't seen it, you should go check it out. And in researching Brothers Vaughn, you'll see that they are on a mission to transfer all of their grain to regeneratively grown grain, which is not only commendable from, you know, a moral standpoint, but it's also an interesting point, because what that means is you guys are different from other celebrity whiskey brands. And you can tell that you guys are different because you get to decide who your grain supplier is. The other celebrity spirits brands in general typically go for the spirits that can be made and sold. They like vodkas, they like flavored vodkas, they like blended whiskeys, they like gin, right? But to do a straight bourbon is straight up gangster, right? To do a non-age stated straight bourbon is amazing, because to have no age statement on your label, the whiskey has to be over 4 years old. And you've got to follow all of those rules for it to be straight. And what that means is that at some point, these two gentlemen who have been maligned in the whiskey world as celebrities looking for a money grab. And here's how you know that's not true, okay? Because at some point, they had to go to MGP. They had to commit a massive amount of money.
A lot of cash
to get MGP to do a production run. I think last time I checked, the lowest production run was 1,000 barrels. And the barrels are... So every time they do a production run, they're spending almost $1 million, right? And
they pretty wild.
Guess how much money they were going to invest today for the prospect of maybe being a success 4 years down the road whenever this whiskey came to maturity. Didn't even know for sure what it was going to taste like the day that they signed the contract and cut the check. And that, my friends, is not what other celebrity whiskey brands do.
And that's so super sweet of you to say. Super kind of you to say. You know that, then you know that, of course, because you're in the bourbon game. And by the way, Paul and I sip on the Prideful Goat together, and it's been, you and Christopher crushed that. And I've learned so much about whiskey from him. It's one of the most like enjoyable things Paul and I have gotten to do is sit with Christopher Hart and you guys and talk about bourbon. But so you know how those things skew, and you know how those numbers work. It is pretty hairy for a little while because you don't know what you're going to get.
Still hairy, dude.
It's still hairy.
So along those lines of all of the huge financial decisions you had to make, because you're doing it at scale, and you know you are able to do it at the scale that most new brands can't do it, would there be a point in your growth that you would start distilling your own liquid?
Total, 100%.
That'd be great. Just requires so much upfront capital to do that. And you know, we're not there yet, but that is absolutely the goal. That's the aim.
Yeah, I find that so interesting. People ask me about starting a distillery, and I say, if you don't have $25 million to lose, don't even start.
Yeah, maybe even
less. And
if I was going to do it, I wouldn't do it with less than $100 million.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you like that's we've run the numbers a zillion times. We've looked at a lot of properties. We've had people offer a lot of investment for it. I think on the minimum end, yeah, it's about a $50 million outlay. And we've looked at smaller properties. We're coming into an older distillery, retrofitting it, and doing all this stuff. But it's like, again, why not just focus on building this amazing brand? We have the bourbon. We don't even do inventory. We don't have inventory management. You know, we go back and forth to Lawrenceburg, and we have access to our barrels. We know what we have. We know where they are. We know where they need to go, how they're performing, especially in the rye and the cask. Like the cask is 70 of our best barrels. By the way, this cask just won double gold in San Francisco, which is like for us, you know, that was like a teary-eyed moment for me too. You might as well have like won an Oscar, you know? Right. Double gold in San Francisco is hard to get. And but this,
just for those of you at home so you understand, the main spirits judgment competition is in San Francisco every year. Everything is done blind, and they're just like all the other competitions where even the bad kids get a trophy, right? Like there's going to be, you know, I think there's bronze, silver, gold, and double gold, right? And so if you go in the store and you see that there's a spirits company that has a neck tag that says they won bronze, that doesn't mean they came in third. It means that the judges drank it and they didn't think you'd die if you had more, right? But if you to get double gold, everyone on the panel has to rate it as the top tier spirit of that class. It's of the highest quality in that class. And to be honest, I've tasted your product and I understand why it would win Double Gold, right?
Thank you.
Approachable. Your first release of the 80 proof, my wife bought so many bottles of that. I was mad at her. We're not going to drink this shit. No one comes to our house and drinks 80 proof whiskey. They come to our house to drink like premium high proof spirits. That's what they want. And then I tasted it and I was like, damn, for an 80 proof.
Yeah, a lot of flavor.
So good.
Well, to clarify, the cask strength won Double Gold. So,
that's my other favorite. Like, I love, and I'm a spicy, like, I love all things rye, and I really like hot whiskey, right? Like, give me something that's going to burn my face off.
I'm talking
about it. It's just, I don't know.
Our rye won gold at San Francisco and Double Gold at TAG, and our cask won Double Gold in San Francisco.
Yeah, the rye.
To y'all's credit, your 80 proof, your average buyer was the Vampire Diaries viewer. That may not have
initially
with
initially, yeah.
That was your first release, and at first I was like, it felt like a money grab because one of the things that celebrities will do is they'll proof the whiskey down with water that costs them nothing to the lowest proof legally allowed, so they're selling more water than whiskey. But when I found out that you guys did that because you knew that your initial release was going to appeal to people who maybe didn't have a ton of experience in whiskey and you wanted it to be as approachable as possible, I understood. And then when I tasted it, I was like, they did a damn good job for 80 proof.
And thanks, man.
Almost immediately, you guys were working on releasing a higher proof version for the whiskey heads like me. And I mean, you can see how empty this cash drink bottle is that we have. I just love it. And now you guys have this rye coming out. Tell us about the process of creating the rye.
Yeah, it's a 4-grain rye, 77% rye. And it's just for me, it's my palate. It's my preferred, you know, I like that kind of spicy rye taste. But go ahead, Ian, you were saying something.
No, I was just saying it also too, for Paul and I, it was also about getting the rye purists. Right. And this is, again, something Paul and I talked about a zillion times, which is, listen, and again, I'm not trying to sound so doom and gloom. I'm just being super transparent because that's like, there's no bullshit in this. And like, there's no like smoke and mirrors. We were scared shitless to get into the rye category because it's only the big dogs. Like rye is a very tiny category where only the big dogs play. And if you come into this category, you better have a smoking cannon.
So Paul is unavailable for the rest of this interview because Brothers Bond is a very busy company and they got a lot of stuff going on. So he had to jump off for another call. So we're gonna finish up with Ian. But anyway, Lindsay, you had an important question.
It is so important. We know that one of the core principles of the Brothers Bond is connection, which is completely in line with our Facebook community that we created for Bourbon Real Talk called Bourbon Real Talk Community. I can spit it out.
Yeah.
What are you doing as a brand to foster a connection, since that is what your brand is based on?
Well, you know what? And by the way, I just want to say really quickly, that Facebook page, you're basically that group. What I love about what you all are doing is you're creating this amazing safe space to talk about whiskey. There are no bourbon trolls. There's nothing, you know, you have to treat one another with respect to be there. And I love that. And I actually want to start interacting with that a lot more because I really love what you guys are doing with that. It's really special.
Yeah. And then you're in there. I can send you a request, and when admins send you a request, it's automatically approved. Yeah. You'll just get in there and you can post away, tell people about events, what y'all got coming up and all that stuff. It'd be great to be more.
Yeah. Than yeah. No, I'm going to get on it. I'm going to get my team on it because I want to be on it. And I want to dive back into Facebook. I mean, it's such a behemoth, but there's so many pages and groups out there that it's enormous. Pool of amazing people. So, but you know, when you foster a deep sense of community, listen, you know this not just from being in the bourbon world, but now in the podcast world, which is sort of entertainment side of the bourbon space. A television show is a piece of entertainment. And what we learned was it creates a community, right? Shared experience amongst people. That is basically, in other words, community. And so by building that entertainment community, we learned from that. And now being in this bourbon space, creating a community that fosters open and awesome conversation, sometimes breaking down barriers, offering up and inspiring one another with great new information. Or it's as simple as meeting a stranger at a bar, or the deep and awesome conversations you have with loved ones, parents, extended family, at a table, whether it's a Thanksgiving table, a Christmas table, or just at a outdoor patio table after a long summer week, you know, encouraging that people to sit and enjoy and have those great conversations is what we're all about.
We have a saying at Bourbon Real Talk, and it's that there's no such thing as an empty bottle of whiskey. It's either filled with whiskey or it's filled with memories. So that lines up very well with that philosophy you're sharing. So
yeah,
on limited time, what is the future for Brothers Bond? What should we be expecting? We've talked a little bit about a bottle and bond coming up. We've talked a little bit about potential distillery at some point in the future. Is there anything else we haven't covered?
Total world domination. Welcome to my underground bourbon lair. For us, the expressions are everything. We've got some aces up our sleeves. The 100 proof coming out before Bottle and Bond, like I mentioned, that's not coming out this season. The 100 proof will. We have some barrel expressions we've been working on, which are really spectacular. I mean, it's been an amazing journey, but we have some barrel expressions coming out, some double barrel, double oaked, wine, port, a lot of casks, like a lot of stuff that we've been working our tails off on.
I can't wait.
So I don't know, I'm sold.
I was sold from the beginning.
From the beginning. So how do people find your product? Like where do you want people to go? Do you want them to follow you on social media? Do you want them to go to your website and find a point of distribution? Like, what do you want them to do?
Absolutely. Following us is great. We're the most followed alcohol brand on Instagram in the world, which is pretty amazing. We have been since before we even launched. Following us is great. Obviously, you can order off the website, the Reserve Bar, but we are in every major national chain, regional, super regionals, whether it's the Albertsons, Vons, Pavilions, the Krogers, the Walmarts, the Whole Foods, the Amazons, the on the East Coast, the, you know, Southeastern grocers, up in the North. Like, I mean, it's literally everywhere.
Do you have a
so I'm really excited about that.
Well, I appreciate
you guys.
That is all the time that I have. If this is your first time watching the podcast, I'd like to tell you a little bit about our show philosophy. And that is, we are all about bringing people together around bourbon. And that's something that's very important to me personally, because I lost my younger brother, Sean, to suicide in 2014. And in the aftermath of his passing, I was looking for a way to create community and connection, because, you know, when you lose somebody like that, you kind of do an analysis afterwards and you try to see what went wrong. And I saw that my brother had lost his sense of connection to the world around him. And I figure that if I can help people get connected to bourbon, bourbon has such a connected power that it'll help people get connected to others. And maybe they won't feel so separated the way that my brother did. And that is part of the reason why we started this podcast, because we wanted to educate people and get them deeper into the community. And it's part of the reason why we started Bourbon Real Talk Community, because as we did research, there weren't a lot of whiskey enthusiast space that weren't filled with negative voices, people that would attack you for what it was that you liked. If you liked a celebrity whiskey, maybe they'd tell you you had a bad palate or whatever. And we wanted to create a space where people could interact with each other and everything be positive and encouraging. And that's what Bourbon Real Talk Community is. But the other thing that doing the research about what the other forums had to offer taught me was that if all of those trolls that are out there on the internet can hate you, there's nothing that keeps me from loving you on the internet, even though I don't really know you. And that's why we end every episode the same way. And that's this. If you woke up this morning and you were unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that we love you. We'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.